Governor Patrick said he was impressed by the progress made so far on what is planned as a $50 million project to develop a facility capable of hosting events year-round. But the governor stopped short of a firm commitment of more state money.
The partnership is important. How big the check or whether there's a check remains to be seen. There are a lot of claims on limited state resources, but we see here that a small, relatively small investment has generated an awful lot of great activity.
The state gave $4 million to the Three-County Fair Association in 2010 to build three new horse barns, which were finished last summer. Officials say the new buildings have already boosted business at the fairgrounds by 25%.
I'm a believer, as I think you know, that targeted and wise public investments can generate private job creation and revenue creation, and that's what's happening here.
The next phase of the redevelopment plan calls for building an 80,000 square foot exhibition hall. But officials say before it can be constructed, serious drainage issues on the property and the surrounding residential neighborhood must be addressed. Local officials hope the state will pay for the infrastructure work. State Senator Stanley Rosenberg of Amherst, who was instrumental in securing state funding to build the horse barns, said public money for the infrastructure project could be forthcoming if private financing is lined up for the rest of the ambitious project.
They're asking for somewhere on the order of $4 million for drainage infrastructure, which is not unreasonable. We do drainage projects, and especially since some of the drainage problems are caused by Route 9. But we also know that there's another $40 or $50 million needed to really build out this whole project, and we need to see what the plan is and when the private sector is going to kick in.
Ann Burke, vice president of the Economic Development Council of Western Massachusetts, said the three-county fairgrounds project highlights the importance of tourism to the region's economic development strategy.
We think we have a reliable, solid, conservative business plan that will that bodes well for the rest of the project as we develop phase two.
The redevelopment plan for the fairgrounds said that when completed, the facility will be able to triple the number of events held annually by operating year-round and holding multiple events at a time. The additional agriculture exhibits, equestrian competitions, conventions, shows, and exhibitions envisioned are projected to put $35 million into the local economy annually. That's more than double the fairgrounds' current business impact, according to Suzanne Beck, executive director of the Northampton Chamber of Commerce.
It's a significant driver for economic activity. And, you know, one of the few that we have to really build on. And since the tourism economy is one that's growing in the region, investing in a facility like this that will be a magnet for more events and more agricultural events, it just makes a lot of sense because it works for the area.
Major events that are now held at the three-county fairgrounds include the Morgan Horse Show, the three-county fair over the Labor Day weekend, and the twice-a-year Paradise City Arts Festival. Reporting from Northampton, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.